Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Well, Murut, welcome to Intimate Moments.
Thank you so much, Mr. Thompson. Greetings, everyone, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
It's a fantastic evening, I must say.
Yeah, it's really a fantastic evening.
What is it that the Lord has laid in store for the family this evening, Muruti?
Just reading the Word of God. Yeah, it might sound simple, but it's very, very important. Reading the Word of God.
Now, Joshua was told this book of the law. Now, Paul says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman which needeth not to be ashamed. Let's have the conversation, Muruti, and hear from the Lord.
Glory to God. Now, you started first by saying Joshua, okay? You see, the beautiful thing about Joshua is that God told him that, Joshua, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. In other words, have a very unique and powerful relationship with my word, okay? Do not have this powerful relationship with my word and do not let it depart from your mouth, okay? Now, he doesn't end there. He says, meditate on it day and night, because it can be on your lips while you're not meditating. So it shouldn't just be a physical thing, but it must also be a psychological thing, that you must think about God, that you must meditate on the will of God, the plan of God, God's love, God's desire. You get what I'm saying? So everybody must understand that we need to come to a point and time where we immerse ourselves in the Word of God.
That's very, very important. And I believe that scriptures, my family and Muruti, is meant for us.
Very true.
Now, you see the ministry of Jesus, Pastor Katlulo, so much embedded in the Word. And remember, he's our exemplary. And he's the Word himself.
He's the Word himself. Very true. Because that's what the Bible says in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1. That in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. So immersing yourself in the Word of God, simply immersing yourself in God.
Perhaps let's expand it more further, the reading part of it. And I want us in this segment to express or talk to the family about how crucial it is to read the Word of God. Let's start there.
Yes. Number one, Mr. Thompson, we're living in the world that is full of a powerful deception. Okay, many people are deceived, Mr. Thompson. And the only thing that can take away the veil of deception in the lives of people is the Word of God. Primarily, we read the Word of God so that we may remove the veil of deception and know who God really is. Okay, there is no way we can know God without the scriptures. There is no way we can experience God, okay, and understand him better while we reject the scriptures, because the scriptures are God's words. Okay, it is the Word of God, the Logos. Okay, it is the written Word of God. Basically, when you read the Bible, you are reading God's word built in human words, okay? It's a language that we can understand. It's a language that we can comprehend, okay? So it's very pivotal. It's very essential for the saints to understand that reading the Bible removes the veil of deception in the lives of people. And also, reading the Bible is very important. It fans into flame your intimacy with God. Okay, remember, this is what God told Joshua, that Joshua, meditate upon my word day and night, right? And the next verse, he says, be with you wherever you go. It's a sign that, you know, as you meditate, I will be with you.
Yeah.
As you meditate, you spend time in my word, then my physical presence will be with you.
Na ke batla gore o bale and the very same verse, very nice, Luska waija.
Yes.
Yeah, but the verse that you have been reading.
Yes.
This book of the law, You were reading that?
Yes. Yeah. Verse 8 says that.
Yeah, please.
Keep this book of the law always on your lips and meditate on it day and night.
Day and night.
Yes.
Then what would happen?
So that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful.
Pastor Kahlolo Milatu is my guest. Muruti, it means that we have the responsibility, right?
Yes.
The responsibility is laid clearly in the Word of God. Can we pray effectively if we read scripture or after reading scriptures?
Yes. You see, to pray better, ne? We need to immerse ourselves in the mind of God.
I love the mind of God. Yes.
That's what Jesus Christ said. Whatever you ask
the Father,
when you pray according to my name,
all right,
you will receive it. So the effective prayer, it comes when now we understand the Word of God. So it's in simple way, I will put it: know the Word of God, you will know how to pray right.
Know the Word of God, you will know how to pray, right?
That's it.
This is Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Emuruti, it's very clear from what you are saying to us. Because some of us or some of the people only rely on the Sunday sermon. And that's it.
That's the problem.
Monday until Friday, they don't open their Bibles. They don't read. What would be your words of encouragement to them, men of God?
You see, a fish, once you take it out of the water, it dies. If you uproot a tree from the ground and you stop watering it, what happens? It dies. Likewise, a saint who is not in the Word of God, they die. Okay? They die. They may look beautiful. Okay? They may look nice. They may look like everything in their lives is well sorted. But honestly speaking, without the Word of God, there's death. You go to Woolworths, for example, Mr. Thompson. At Woolworths, you will find some nice apples. They are very beautiful. They are shiny. They are big. You know, they are nice. However, they are disconnected from the tree. They are dead, but they are still beautiful. So a saint who disconnects completely from the Word of God, though he may look beautiful, but he is dead. So it's very pivotal for the saints or for people to understand that we must always live in the Word of God. Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 16, he says this to Timothy, that keep a close watch on yourself, in other words, your life, and on doctrine, the Word of God, okay? And then he continues to say that persist in this. In other words, you need to continue in them. Continue to live right. Continue to read the Word of God. Continue to sharpen yourself with the Word of God. Continue to learn about the Lord. You must continue in them. It is not a once off. You see, Apostle Paul in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17, he would say words like pray without ceasing, okay? But I will say that we must also read the Word of God without ceasing. Charles Spurgeon, one of the theologians in the past, was asked this question: men of God, what's more important between prayer and the Word of God? And he asked them a question too. He said, between breathing in and breathing out, what is more important? So it's a sign that shows that as much as we pray, we also need to read the Word of God. These two go together.
All right, Pastor Kahlolo Milatu is my guest. I want us to continue on that. Charles Spurgeon, I've got his book. It's a powerful book that I'm reading. It talks about prayer. It talks about the Holy Spirit and the promises of the Lord. Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit. Yeah, Muruti Kahlolo.
Tobe.
What a nice discussion that we have had, and we would like to continue on that as well.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. You see, it's very important for people to understand that the Word of God is not something we visit, but it's something we live in the Word of God.
So okay. You are still emphasizing the issue of reading. And I have read this script, and I want you to link up with some of the scriptures that you have on the other side.
Yes.
The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belongs to us and our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law, Deuteronomy 29:29. Let's have the conversation, Muruti.
The things that are revealed, they belong to us, okay? Everything that is revealed in the Word of God, okay? Everything, every mystery that God has revealed, you know, belongs to us. It is impossible for us to know, you know, beyond what God has revealed, okay, as children of God. So what God has revealed is the only thing that we will know. And honestly speaking, men of God, from the book, from Genesis to Revelation, it's the revelation of God, okay? It is what God has revealed. So it's very important for people to come to a point where they submit themselves to the Word of God. Knowing the Word of God, okay, will make you understand what God desires, what God ordains, what God predestines, you know, what God desires, what God wants to implement on earth. Only when we are studying the Word of God. Jesus Christ, remember when he was tempted by the devil in Matthew chapter 4 and Luke chapter 4, he used the scriptures, he used the Word of God to overcome. In other words, the Word of God will empower you, or will give you, or the Word of God will empower you to overcome temptation. The Word of God is so powerful, okay? The potency of the Word of God will make you overcome temptations, okay? And another thing that we need to see about that text, this way Jesus Christ answered the devil by quoting the Old Testament in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, where he says that, for it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So we live by the voice or the word that comes from God. Okay, the Word of God is the only thing that ignites life in our lives and in our hearts, okay? So whenever we reject the Word of God, whenever we don't spend time in the Word of the Lord, we are denying ourselves, you know, that connection with God. You get what I'm saying? And that connection with God is very pivotal, okay? Because it brings life to us. When we receive the Word of God, we find life.
Now, meaning that our ministry, our entire life, Pastor Kahlulo, will be effective if we recognize the Logos, which is the Word of God. And you actually referred to Jesus when he was being tempted. Would you say that should we follow that exemplary, we will be victorious?
Definitely, definitely. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, I think it's chapter 5, chapter 5 verse 1, where it says that be imitators of God, okay? We have to be imitators of God. John also says this way, is that he who claims to be in Christ must live as Jesus lived, okay? So we as children of God, we must do the things that Jesus did. For example, whenever you encounter a problem, whenever you encounter temptation, whenever you encounter any trial, any tribulation, any deception from the devil, whenever you experience anything, okay, on earth, this is the question you need to ask yourself. If the Lord Jesus Christ was in the flesh, how would he respond to the situation, okay? And after that, you go to the Word of God and you see how Jesus Christ did it. Okay, and then after you realize and recognize how Jesus Christ responded to the situation, then you say these words, let me do it like that, oh God. You get what I'm saying? So it is you will only know how to respond right to situations only when you have immersed yourself and internalized the Word of God.
Maruti, thank you so much for enlightening us. And the family can see that we have the responsibility. Don't shy away from reading. Don't shy away from reading scriptures, my family. It's very, very important. Let's go back to Charles Spurgeon. What did he say in one of the books that you read?
Charles Spurgeon, there was a time when he was asked a question, that what is more important, you know, between prayer and reading the Word of God? And he asked them a question too, that, okay, what is more important, breathing in or breathing out? In other words, both reading the Word of God and prayer are equally important. The more we prioritize prayers, all-night prayers, we must have all-night reading, Bible readings, you know what I'm saying? All-night Bible studies, we need those things, because two are going together hand in hand. So we need to have them both balanced. In maths, it will say whatever you do on the left-hand side, you'll have to also do it on the right-hand side. Similar, when it comes to prayer and the Word of God, whatever you do this side, you also have to do it this side.
Like I said, I've got a book as well that talks about the Word, the Holy Spirit, is written by that guy. That guy had a revelation of some sort, you know. It's like the Apostle Paul, and he speaks very well when he says, let the words of Christ dwell in you. Richly, you know, richly. Because many a times what we read shapes our destiny, shapes our thoughts, and our understanding.
Very true.
So you are speaking to the body of Christ, who are supposed to be readers, who are supposed to be people who meditate. Encourage them more this evening.
Glory to God. You see, the Bible, Mr. Thompson, says in Psalm chapter 119, verse 105, it says that your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. We cannot expect to live, you know, without experiencing the negative side of life. Okay, and there is no way we can expect to live without tripping if we ignore the Word of God. So, because the Word of God, man of God, is a lamp, okay, unto our feet, okay. If you want if you're walking in darkness, you don't take the lamp and put it far away from you and expect not to trip as you walk. You put the lamp closer to your feet, so that when you walk, you may not trip. So it's a sign that saints must have a very close relationship with the Word, because if we shut the Word off, we will trip and fall. Okay, we will go into wrong path. We will go find ourselves in wrong states of life, rather. So we have to come to a point where we acknowledge the Word of God. So I want to encourage the saints at home that, you know, spend time reading the Word of God. Read it many times. Now we have the audio Bibles. You can download it if you're you feel lazy to read. Okay, you can buy an audio Bible. You can play it in your car. Play it before you sleep. Pray it, and it will read the Word of you. And as it reads, you are internalizing the Word of God inside of you.
Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I know that you are so much effective on social media. You're encouraging the audio Bible. It's very, very, very good, because
yes,
others will be saying, hey, keep busy. But I love the encouragement, Pastor Kahlulo, that you are bringing across.
Amen.
The audio one. Before you go to sleep, you put on your headset and yeah. You read. Let's talk more about this. It's very, very key and essential. And I love the way you articulate it, man of God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Saints, it's very important for us to, you know, allow the word of Christ to dwell in us richly. It's like we absorb the Word of God like a sponge absorbing water, okay? However, the only difference is that the water should not leave the sponge, okay? We need to absorb in a way that it will be internalized and rooted within us, okay? Continuing, as Paul continues in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, he says, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom. We cannot admonish one another. We cannot teach one another without the Word of God. Okay, so wisdom comes from the word of God. Ability to admonish one another comes from the word of God. It continues to say, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. How can we write music without the word of God? So the sign, okay, whenever people sing music and the music, it is not related with the word of God, you can see that people are not reading the Bible, okay? Because a musician must internalize himself or herself with the word of God. Then from, you know, her spirit or his spirit, where the word of God is embedded, they will be able to write down music. Hence why he says singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in our hearts to God. So the word of God is the only thing that is responsible and able to do all those things.
Pastor Kahlulo, on a Tuesday, I'm on a Wednesday evening like this, hey, referring to the word of God, you know that it uplifts you as well.
Very true.
It uplifts the family. And I want us to take it there because it says singing hymns, songs to the Lord, intimate moments on your daily companion. We continue with the conversation. And I'd love as well, before we say goodbye to you, to pray for this nation. Muruti utla rapela. Let's go back to the book of Colossians, Muruti.
Yes, Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your heart to God. Okay? And it's clear that the word must dwell in us. Okay? It shouldn't visit our hearts. The word of God should not visit our hearts. The word of God should not visit our minds. The word of God must abide. Okay. The Bible says that, draw unto me and I will draw near to you. It's the attitude we need to have, you know, with the word of God. We draw near to the word of God daily, and the word of God will surely draw near to us. So when we know the word of God, we will be able to administer the will of God on earth. Okay. The truth is that many things right now, they are very temporary and they are fading away. But the Bible is clear in the book of Isaiah chapter 40 verse 8 that it says that the grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever. The word of God stands forever, Mr. Thompson. And people need to understand that when we have the word of God, we have the unstoppable word of God. It abides forever.
I love the unstoppable word of God. You know, Muruti, I love when you read, you know. And it is unstoppable, it is powerful. It means that even in our families, Muruti Kahlulo, we must inculcate moya wa go bala lentswe la Modimo in our evening devotion or morning devotion or whatever time where we gather together in prayer, right?
Very true.
Fantastic. Let's talk.
It's very important because the scriptures, when we spend time in the scriptures, we will be sanctified. You know, the only way to be more and more like Jesus Christ is by spending time in the word of God, and you will see, you know, how he operates. You will find scriptures like Philippians chapter 2 verse 5, where it says that let the same attitude that was on Jesus Christ also be in you. Okay, and you are able to live like Jesus Christ when you study the word of God. You start even to have joy in your heart for the Bible. For the scripture says that you receive the word in much affliction and with joy, and of the joy of the Holy Spirit.
I love the joy of the Holy Spirit, because when I'm Muruti li the family, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Now, very true.
This liberty comes from the Lord.
Very true.
Now, the ministry of Jesus, Muruti Kahlulo, was a successful ministry. Talk about the ministry of Jesus, because it was word-based.
It was word-based. Exactly. Remember, Jesus Christ, he came as a fulfillment of the Old Testament, okay? So in the Old Testament, we see the shadows, we see the types. We see God telling the Israelites that they must sacrifice the lambs, okay? They must sacrifice animals. And those things were pointing to Jesus Christ, okay? We see them receiving the manna in the wilderness. The manna is a typology. Jesus Christ in John chapter 6, this way he says that, I am the bread of life, okay? So he is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. And even though he's the fulfillment of the Old Testament, he did not abandon the word of God as he was living in the body. Okay? We see many times Jesus Christ saying these words, man shall not live on bread alone, but must live by every word that proceedeth out of the word of God. And we see the fulfillment of that everywhere in his life. He fulfilled the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, 61, where it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. How he lived to unfold the word of God. The life of Jesus Christ is all about the word of God. When he preached, he said these words that the Son doesn't say anything unless he hears the Father saying it. Then he says it. The Son doesn't do anything until he sees the Father doing it. Then he's doing it. So he has a relationship with the word of God. You look at his life, it's all about the fulfillment of the scriptures. When he was young, he went to Egypt to fulfill the scriptures. He will go to Egypt, okay? In many ways. So Jesus Christ, he honored the word of God and he lived all his life by the word of God.
Moreover, sorry for that, my family. Moreover, Pastor Kahlulo, we see how Paul was good in terms of scriptures. Now, he arrived at a place called Berea. The people, the Bereans, the Bible says, were so much noble-minded.
Yes.
Than the Thessalonians. Because I suppose we are told in the Bible, Pastor Kahlulo, that after Paul had preached, they would go back and search the scripture just to verify as to whether what Paul was saying is true. What lesson do we draw from that?
It's simple, Mr. Thompson, and this one is so beautiful. No preacher is above the authority of the scripture, okay? No preacher is above the authority of the scripture. So if a pastor or a man of God is preaching and he's preaching things that contradicts the word of God, we can easily go back to the word of God and make him aware that, man of God, what you're saying is not in line with the scriptures.
I love that, but in a loving way, because you know, our ministry is the ministry of love.
Very true.
In a loving way. I love what you are saying. Yes.
Very true. Very true. Very true. We make them aware in a loving way.
Yeah.
What you have preached is not in line with the word of God. And by doing that, Mr. Thompson, it creates a very beautiful and conducive environment for the saints to grow. Okay? For the saints to improve. Because now people will be preaching the word of God. So now you cannot weigh what is preached, okay, with the word of God you do not read.
All right.
So you need to read the word of God and you will be able to weigh what somebody is preaching with the word of God. You need to familiarize yourself with the word of God. Then you will be able to reason according to the word of God. For example, spend time holding original money. You will be able to identify the counterfeit. Spend time reading the original word of God. When the counterfeit comes, you'll be able to detect it and say, this is not from the Lord. So we need to have that attitude, okay? It must be in us as a children of God to spend time in the word of God, and we'll be able to discern what God wants and what God doesn't want.
You know, Marut, I'm loving you. And in the final, you know, conversation, I want us to look at Psalms 99. And we are going to close with that one. We will see how God answered men who called upon the name of the Lord. And I suppose they were actually people of the word. Murut, are you enjoying this one?
I'm really, really enjoying
it. And I can see that you are bubbling with joy. Let's go.
Very much, very much, very much. It's very important, saints, that we just spend time reading the Word of God.
Nice. You
know, from the Word of God, we find life. From the Word of God, we find peace. From the Word of God, we find, you know, the joy that surpasses all human understanding. So we need to spend time in the Word of God. And also, we need the Word of God to live right. Remember,
Muruti.
Yeah.
To do what?
To live right.
Lord have mercy.
We really need the Word of God. Remember, even that's what Jesus Christ said in John chapter 11, verse 17. He said, "Sanctify them in the truth, for your word is truth."
Muruti, kito kupa ri tsware mo. This is intimate moments. He says, the Word of God brings joy, peace, and most importantly, it teaches us.
Very true.
To live right.
To live right.
That is a point. That's a powerful point. Glory intimate moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Well, we would like to just conclude. Pastor Kahlulo,
Tobel,
you are going to be blessed as we read this Psalm 99. Ryo kwala taba ya runa. It says from verse 1 to 9, the Lord reigns, let the people tremble. He dwells between the cherubim, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the peoples. Let them praise your name, an awesome name. He is holy. The king's strength also loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. Verse number 6.
Yes.
Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel among those who called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. Underline that, Murut. He spoke to them in a cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance he gave them. You answered them, O Lord, our God. You were to them God who forgives, though they took vengeance on their deeds. Exalt the Lord, our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord, our God, is holy. Raikwala, libela verse number 6. Raikwala tabayari namurut.
Yo. They called on the Lord, and he answered them. They called on the God who's revealed in the scriptures. They called on the God who's eternal, who is omnipotent, who is transcendent and immutable, who has no beginning, who is the beginner of all things, who is the creator of all things. They called to him. So how will we have the answer of God if we do not call on him?
Nice.
And when by calling on him, we must call him according to his word.
Pastor Kahlulo Melato, much appreciated.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. The Lord bless you, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. God bless you.
All right. That's it.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.